All right, good tovach, welcome back. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. Sif Vav really has two parts to it. The first half of Sif Vav talks about the part of Mashkin, who's allowed to take a Mashkin, and where you're allowed to take a Mashkin from. And the second half of Sif Vav, which we hope Yachim to cover tonight, talks about actually what Mashkin you're allowed to take. There are limitations. You can't chap every single Mashkin. There are other Yisurim involved. We're basically done with the first half. I just want to revisit the Ksais and mention maybe a few more points. We discussed last time that the Ksais has a Chiddush. He had a problem that a person wants to go to a Din Torah and make sure that he has the upper hand. So he would first take the Mashkin before he goes to Beis Din. And then when he comes to Beis Din, now he has a tiny, he has a Migo because he has the Chafetz. So he's believed against the Nitva that the Nitva owes him money. So if the Nitva tries to deny it, but he has money or Chafetz of the Nitva in his possession. And the Ksai says you can't do it B'Toris Mashkin, you only could do it B'Toris Gviya. You have to take it to collect from. And even that, the Ksai had a problem. How could you take a B'Toris Gviya? Man Shamlach, every time you take something as a gviya, you need a shuma of a bezdin. And since there was no shuma done, so man shamlach, you can't, by default, it can't be a gviya. It has to be a mashkin. Because until you establish the price, until you have a shuma's bezdin, it cannot be a gviya. It has to be a mashkin. That's the Ksais's problem. And Meli says it's a chin, it's a problem. And we discussed the teres and the rivosh that you could take the mashkin. Beteris Gviya, not Beteris Gviya. I who did a Shuma, you take it al das, that you're going to bring it to Bezin, and Bezin will make the Gviya for you. So you're not going to do really anything with it until Bezin gives you a proper amount and assesses it. So they'll give you a Shuma on for that Gviya. That was, I failed to mention a very important point, and that is that even like the Ksois that holds that you're not allowed to do this because you need a Shuma, Bezin, and Man Shomlach, that's only by a Chafetz that needs a Shuma. But if I can get my hands on cash that doesn't need a shuma, somehow I know where he has money and I can help myself to that money, then that's not a problem. You don't have a problem man shamlach on money. It's the shuma is built in. If it's $100, $100, whatever it is, you don't need a shuma. Memeli, even the ksais would be maida that you're allowed to chap the person's money. He just has a problem. You can't chap his chayfetz. And Baruch Hashem, the Evan Azom, Revisa Zalmitaka says it's lahedya. It's in Hilchus Niske Momen, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, that Avad, if you chap money, it's not a problem, even like the ksais. And it's not means even the didan. It means even though we hold you could chap chveitzim like the rivosh, amanas to get a shuma from bezin. But again, that's only by chveitzim you need to chap with that understanding. But avada, if you're chapping money, then it's mutter, no problem. You're doing a b'taris gviya, it's no problem because you don't need a shuma.
Which mashkin is after 30 days?
Whenever he gives man a peroin, and now he owes me money, so now I want to take the chayfetz, as a peroin. I want to take it as a peroin. Am I allowed to search his house for money? You're not allowed to go into his house to search for a mashkin. I'm searching the house for a gviya. You're taking the money as a gviya, so why not?
Just grab drawers and everything.
I mean, whatever. I mean, we'll go into other issues of trespassing, but okay, you should be fine.
If you're taking money, so just take it and give him back the change, isn't it?
Take the money and...
Took the money, cash.
Right.
I mean, what's the problem? You just took it, and now
give
him back the change.
So you're taking B'Toris Gviya. You're allowed to take it B'Toris Gviya. But if you're in a company, if you could get your hands on money, you could take it B'Toris Gviya. If you can't take B'Toris Mashkin, you could take it B'Toris Gviya.
That's on a mobile. It's on a mobile. Like if he was Mazakil or something.
Right, then we're going to see. But Lina, we'll get to it hopefully tonight, that's even better. Okay, we'll see. Okay, let me discuss a couple more Nakudas here before we go weiter, and that is... It says in Bala Mashkinah Shalai Bishas Havasav, you're trying to take the Mashkin Shalai Bishas Havasav, remember the Malva has an Issa Sai Alav Deraisa, where we paskin not to enter the person's house, and even to chap him in the street and grab something out of his possession, that's also Alav of Lisavi Al Beisai. Okay, that's how the Mechaber paskins. What would be if the Loiva is no longer alive, and now you're trying to chap from the Loiva's Yorshim? Do you still have this issa that you're now allowed to be mamashkin? Are you allowed to take a mashkin from Yorshim or not? That's the shayla. And the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Mitzvah Tavkuf Pei Hei clears the shayla. The reason why he has a clear on the shayla is because, as we're going to see, which you just mentioned, that the issa of mashkin is only lebeisai of a loiva. If he's not a loiva, if he's an arev, or if it's from mazik, or gzeilo, or gnevo, or schiris, or who knows what, if it's for other issues, not halva, then you're allowed to take a mashkin. You don't have the itzel loisavo. It's only loisavo el beisai, v'loi lo beisai shalarev. So Zakta Munchas Chinuch, maybe we can make a similar drasha, loisavo el beisai, v'loi lo beisai shal yorshim. And from yorshim, you're allowed a chapa mashkin, maybe. And he's mesupik, v'tzar chiyin. I saw there's a Chuvis Beis Yitzchak in Or Chaim in Siman Zayin. After the Chuvah, he has Beshulei HaMechtav, it's Agav, he brings it in. He's also Masopik, but for a whole different reason, he's clearing that maybe the Chiv that are on the Yorshim Tepe is only a Shibin Nechos and not a Shibin Aguf. And Mamela, they automatically have the same din as an Orev. You don't need to make your own drasha lebeisay v'lo lebeisay shal yarshim. They are an orev. That's all they are. The nechasim that the yarshim are meshubit to pay are only midin arvis. Mameli wants to say they'll be nismayt. Then he brings it right. No, they do have a shibit aguf. So maybe it's not an orev. He starts handling.
How do you have a shibit aguf on yarshim? I didn't want the money.
Is it just a mitzvah of yarshim or is it a chiv?
It's a chiv on Yoshim.
To pay up
the chay. But what's the chiv? The chiv, if they have the chasm. They don't have the chasm that they inherited. They don't have the chiv. It means it's not a personal chiv. It's a chiv to give over assets from the estate, from the Yerusha. So he starts clearing if they'll have a shibit nechasim only, or even a shibit aguf, then he brings the right that they do have a shibit aguf. It's really not our sugya now, but that's how he's clearing that maybe they'll have a din of an orev like that. But then, and then he brings a minchas chinuch, then minchas chinuch makes his own drasha, lebeisai v'loi lebeisai shal orev, who adin lebeisai v'loi lebeisai shal yarshim. Both of them, at the end of the day, blaib tzarechin. So, halach lemaisa, we don't know what to do. Alright, I guess it's a sniff for some reason, but they both blaib tzarechin on that shayla. Another shayla. The Beis Ephraim has the following case. It's
don't
say
that the yarshin is the
chayv. The chayv, that means that they have to pay back the chayv. But they're not the loiva. They weren't the loiva that I lent the money to. I lent the money to the father. So for them, maybe just like an arev also has to pay.
But part of the money belongs to the lender.
Part of the money? They owe the money to the lender.
So when they are yarshin, they're yarshin the chayvis also.
The yarshin the chayvis, true, but they're not the loiva. So maybe it's not part of the drosha. That's a shayla. Another, here's a blitz heter from the Beis Ephraim. This is wild. He's mechadish that this issa of mashkin is only if you chap it by force, you chap it aide tfisa. But if you concoct a way to fool the loiva to give you his item, then that's not a problem. And let's worry about Gnevis Das and Sheker another time. But if you concoct a way how to get out of him, so to speak, voluntarily, it's not a problem. Here's the story. The story was, is the loiva owes you money, and you see that it's very difficult to be paid back. You want a mashkin, but you can't get a mashkin. You're not allowed to take a mashkin. What are you going to do? So you go over to the loiva, you set up a case, and you go over to the loiva, you want to buy an item off of him, and you'll pay him tomorrow. And lav dafka has to be you. You could set up a third party to do this, to buy an item from the loiva. You buy the item, and then right after you buy the item, you tell the loiva, kultiv, I'm not paying you, because I'm not taking this item to buy. I'm really taking this item as a mashkin. I had no intent to buy in the first place. So you end up with a mashkin, and he gave it to you willingly, because he was fooled to believe that he's selling you something, even though he wasn't. I'm a male, it's no problem. You got the mashkin, so to speak, voluntarily, without force. You didn't snatch it from him. You weren't mashkin bal korcha. You took it willingly, so to speak. Well, by a bit of false pretense. But he gave it to you willingly, and mamela, it's not a problem.
Tzais
only need a shuma when you want to do a gvi, you want to be paid. I'm taking a b'taris mashkin. I am now allowed to take b'taris mashkin because of a lav l'sav al beisoy. That's only if you chap from him. I didn't chap anything. I fooled him to give it to me.
How do you know value? How do you ever figure out then the value?
So you don't. Rather, you're allowed to chap even more than the chayv. It's really not for now. Maybe later. Sorry? Okay, fine. Okay, but you don't even need the gods of stam. There's no ism. The issa leisav al beis is when you chap by force. Here I set up. Now he got it, says it's a problem to do this because he says that dvarim shebleiv einam dvarim. Memela, just because you now say that you chapped it as a mashkin, so what? But you told him you're buying it, so you really bought it. So you're going to have to pay him for that chayfetz. But it's like to Beit Zafrayim, what you do is like this. You make a mysterious madah, you go in front of Edom, that I'm going to buy a chayfetz from that guy, but I really don't mean to buy. You go in front of the Edom. I'm only doing it to get a mashkin, and then you can carry through with the whole thing. So you made a madah, so it's now no problem of that the people are going to, that's chal as a mecca, because you have Edom saying that it wasn't chal as a mecca, and you got your mashkin kidin, because you didn't forcefully take it from him, he gave it to you willingly. A blitz chiddush, you can look up a Beis Ephraim, a Chesh Mishpat, Simon Ayin Vav, a big venira. He brings a one raya from the Gemara, very shrach raya. He brings a raya that it says, starts handling it, whether it works, it doesn't work, because the problem with Shechav L'Acherim, and but Shlichus maybe like Rashi, Taisis, Makleikus, maybe Shlichus is better. He says, what's going on? What happened to this Issan? It's Ein Shlich L'Dva Aveir, you have an Issan, Halachapa Mashkin. To Memele, he says, must be talking about this type of a case where you dupe the loiva to give it to you willingly. I mean, you can mushalize 100 other cases, like, for example, any type of choiv that's not machmas havah, or if mazik, gazan, tzchirit, I mean, endless. And that's where the sugya was said. You could chap on other things, maybe chap money, and if money we don't have the problem. Gviya, there are many ways to get out of his raya. But he holds venera, he holds it minasvara, that that's not a problem of mashkin, a blitz chiddush. So Shekin Gnev is Das. So that Grad, really not for now either, but could be that you're allowed to be Meshaker even B'derek Gnev is Das if you're taking something Kedin. Okay, and that's even though there's a Gemara, it's really not for now, but there's a Gemara that Teshach brings down. Now let's set up false Edim or make false Tvis in Bezdin, even though you really know that he really owes you the money because it's Sheker. But they say that that's only in Bezdin, because in Bezdin you have a Din Mitzvah Sheker Tekuk, that you can't be Meshaker the process of a Din Torah. Even though you're right and you're getting the money Kedin, but you now let it be Meshaker in the Bezdin process. But Chutzla Bezdin, you can do whatever you want, perhaps, to be able to get something which is yours, kedin. If it's kedin. And if you know that the guy owes you money, and you have a right to take a mashkin, besides he's supposed to give you a mashkin, just you can't, because the Torah says you can't snatch it. So I'll concoct this story to be able to get him to pay me. To what? There are many diyukim here and there. It's really not, you need a whole... Right, it's not poshut at all. There's a rechut ha-mishulach, rechaim v'lojin, has problems with checker. Everything in the nafshe is when I chap, but here I'm lying and I'm fooling and duping to be able to chap. That might be different.
That comes to the lab. I can say that now that I bought the chetetz and I'm holding the money from the Telech Mashkin.
Oh, so okay, that could be different. And that the Arpaith won't discuss that. The Gemara already discusses such a story that the Mechir is Kyle and now you just withhold the money. Okay, we can discuss that. Fine, all right. I think we can go weiter now. Let's work on the second half of the sif, which, like I said, is now we're dealing. You know what? Maybe I should do the nesivis now. All right. You know what? I'm going to do a nesivis now. There's a nesivis here, blitz chiddush and nesivis. And nesivis really, the one line of nesivis really you need. Like I don't know who knows how many shiurim here. We're going to try to just do it quickly. Just take out what's negeya for us. The nesivis says, what would be if you have an investment, which is what we call chatzi milva chatzi pegodin. Every time Reuven makes an investment with Shimon, and Shimon manages Reuven's money, the deal is 50-50. Chazal say half of the money was sort of lent to Shimon, and the other half of the money is a pegodin by Shimon. So any profits that are realized, half are misyachis to the chelek milva, which belongs to the manager, to Shimon, and half is misyachis to the chelek pegodin, which is the money of the investor, which belongs namely to Reuven. And that's why they'll divide the profit. So they're shutvim in the money. Reuven invests $100 with Shimon, and he would want to get paid back. Somehow Shimon's schlepping his feet, so Reuven would like to chap a mashkin from Shimon to secure his quote-unquote investment. Remember, that investment is half a din of a milva and half is a din of a pekodin. Are you allowed to chap a mashkin? So zokta nesivis, that l'chayra, on the half of the pekodin, you're allowed to chap a mashkin, because the issa of mashkin is not on the chelek pekodin. On the half of the milva, you're now allowed to chap a mashkin, because milva, we have a issa l'savel basi, now let a chap from a loiva. So you're sort of stuck here. this half you're allowed to. So in theory, then you should be able to chap keneged the $50 of your pekodin. $50 is a pekodin, $50 is a mulva. So I can chap keneged my pekodin. Zok nesiv is a chiddush that when I'm already chapping and I have a right to chap for my chelek hapekodin, I'm already allowed to chap even keneged the chelek hamulva. And he goes weiter. And even if the loiva has many, the manager has many items in his house, I can chap a $50 watch. He has two watches. I can chap a $50 watch. I can chap a $100 watch. I'm allowed to go out of my way and bedavka chap the $100 watch to cover the chelek hamilva as well, because be'etzem, since I have a right to make this chapping mitzad the pekodin shavoy, so just because I have in mind side the pekodin, side the halva, that's not a problem, because I'm having in mind for adava hamuta the adava ha'asa bevasachas, that's not a problem.
One
chayfitz.
You're allowed to have more than the value.
Yes.
So what's the mashal?
Well, I'm doing it not only to cover for my Bekodin, but I'm doing it for my Halva as well. It means, if, for example, if he'll give me back my $50 of the Bekodin, I will not return him this watch until he also gives me back $50 of my Halva. So I'm happy for that too.
The point is, once you're able to chop for more money, so who cares about low sabo? It's only the chopping. Once I have it, who cares?
No, but when I chopped it, I didn't chop a Bekodin, and then afterthought, I said, you know what, once I have a Bekodin, I'll already take it for my Halva. I didn't do that. I went into his house and I chapped the watch. I'll shame both the begotten and the halva. And on, to do that on the chelak halva, the chay should be asked midaraisa.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying I could chap for more value, couldn't I?
On the begotten.
Yes. Yeah, so
but I didn't do that. I chapped also for the halva. So since I'm chapping for the chelak halva, it's a problem.
No,
I have a mind to do that, so it's a problem.
Mind and do it make a difference in terms of the mic.
Okay, so that's the Nesivus is Blitz Chiddush, and he brings a raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Raimi Bab Metzia Daf Lamed, the Gemara has a shayla over there. If you have a chayfet, an aved or a pekodin, you want to be sheitcha letarchoi uletarcha. You would like to use it in a way, or to be shatechin in a way that benefits the item itself, which I have a right to do. It's letarch the item. I'm mechuyv to do it, I'm a shayma. And also, I want to use it for myself, and I'll do it in a way that I'll gain the right pleasure from it as well. So it's a tzarchoi or a tzarcha. The Gemara is a shayla, and the Gemara brings a raya from a case of an animal, shetinik v'tidosh psula. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do a voida on the animal. Mishani shani hotzim dekziv v'ashalai uvad b'mekom makom. But I ain't zaka the nesivitz. You see from there the b'makom deleke gzeres akosiv. If you won't have this new gzeres akosiv v'ashalai uvad ba muta kishemechaven b'shvil dava hamuta b'shvil dava asa. If you do a ma'isa and that ma'isa, if you had in mind the right thing, is muta. So even though you have in mind also the dava asa, since you're still having in mind the dava muta, therefore it's still muta and you don't have this problem. It's a blitz chiddush nesivus. I mean, this is basically in kol ha-terikul. If you do something that has in it a dava ha-muta v'dava ha-asa, and you have a mind for both, will that kasha your ma'isa, are you allowed to do it? And the nesivus holds yes.
The nesivus holds this is not the kinyan, because the kinyan is
kusar. Why? It's one kinyan mashkin for both items. For both chayvis.
If he pays you one chayv, he's still going to keep it.
Correct, but I'm doing one kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan that I'll be the Bala Mashkin. I have to do two kinyanim.
Yeah, yeah.
One hagva, one abak.
He needs to do two bedeas, right? He has to do two separate. Did he pay the one?
He has to do two bedeas, correct, because I'm having a keneged both chayvis.
This is two mashkins going on.
It's one mashkin with one kinyan for two purposes. A dava mut and a dava asa. Anyway, the Avos Chesed in Siman Zayin, the Sif Katan Beis, has intesat a whole arichas to prove to be mechiach, not like the Nesivus, Vav Shas. And the problem is that the Stiris in Shas, he himself is more than the Stiris in Shas. I don't know, Kilu, like, it doesn't bother him about the Stiris in Shas, I'm not sure why, but basically is this type of a setup where you have many cases in Shas where you do something silat tzarek ha-muta, silat tzarek ha-asa, is it considered muta or not? And Avos Chesed comes out that even when it's loy efshar, even when it's impossible to have done it only for the dava muta, let's say the guy only has one thing to chap, one watch worth $100. I can't chap a smaller watch. There's nothing else to chap except for this watch. So Dr. Avos Chesed said, it's still asa if you mechaven le'isa. If you only mechaven le'isa, it's muta. But if you mechaven le'isa, even when it's loy efsha, it's still going to be also if it's mechavin leisa. A loy efsha become mechavin is also also.
That's going to be mechavin
leisa. I'm mechavin even for the chelak hamuva. I want to take a mashkin even for the chelak hamuva.
If I didn't have that kavana, that mice would be completely more.
Right, but kavana means a lot.
Again, but the
mice
is for that, so what if I have
a fixed? Maybe say if I can't. Why? But the mice also because I only have the mice kavana for the dava also bezicha be also. So just because I have the mice kavana also for the dava mut is muta? How do you know you go this way, may go that way? That's what you're having in mind for both. Kavana is something. Kavana is something. I'm being mechavin to do that.
What I'm trying to say is it's a mice heter. You want to say the kavana?
I think forget. Maybe it's a mice is you're just being mechavin the dava heter too. How do you know which way to go? Because, no. My mice is a kavana for both.
More for the hat, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know, it's more for that. It's 50-50. It's $50 per gun, $50 move. I'm doing for both.
I could grab $100 for the $50.
I could, and I could have the and I can't grab the $100. I can't grab anything for the chelek mos. I'm doing one mice for two things. Which way do you go? That's the mice of Avis Chesed. And this Shaila is an arichis in the achroinim leroyv. I'm not doing this justice, but I just want to bring out certain nukudis to take apart the nesivis and see if we could. There's a Nachal Yitzchak. The Nachal Yitzchak over here is wants to be metzadeid to sort of save the nesivis, whatever, to back the nesivis. Shtikel mitam acher. And I just give a little backdrop. He wants to go into the sugya of ribi shurin. We have a concept that you have a ribi shurin. If I'm cooking, let's say on yontif, and I have a right to cook on yontif, so if there are more pieces of meat in the pot, I only need three for my sudan. There's five in the pot. Could I turn on the fire? So it's ribi shurin. Hayoyis, I'm allowed to turn on the fire and be mavashal the three pieces. I'm allowed to be mavashal already all five pieces. Now there are. It's not for now. There are other limitations. I'm not allowed to do any more tircha. It has to be one maisa. It's not for now, but in the lumbis, I'm allowed to do ribi shurim is mata. We find Lamosha the Ran. The Ran has a case that there was a deer inside the house on Shabbos, and I would like to shut the door of the house. I want them to shut the door to save all the stuff, my possessions in the house. I want to do a Maisa Shmir on my house. Like we all go in and shut doors in the houses. But while I'm doing that, I'm also going to be tzad the tzvi. And you're not allowed to do nisitzed on Shabbos. I'm allowed to shut the door. So Rashba holds its mutter, and the Ran argues with the Rashba, and he says, no, it's definitely asa, because you're being mechavin to shut the door to capture the tzvi as well. So even though you're doing a maisa, which is a kavana, is a dava hamuta, but since you're having a kavana, a dava ha'as as well, to capture the tzvi, that's a maisa tzeda, so memela the Ran answers it.
Don't we
like the Rashba? I'm not sure how we paskin. All right, whatever. Not sure. Anyway, Bekitsa, so that he says now, how, so Bezai Zakta, Dr. Nachal Yitzchak. So what's the chilek between the case of Ribi Shurin that the Ran holds that is muta, and the case by Bishul on Yontif, and over here when you're shutting the door that the Ran holds it's also. Well, we all say it's like Ribi Shurin, I'm shutting the door, and this shutting the door accomplishes many things. Shmira on the Chveizim and Tzad the Tzvi. Dr. Chilek like this. This is the Hagdari. The Hagdari is that when I'm shutting the door by a house, I'm really doing two distinct things. I'm doing a shmir mechveizim, and I'm also being maisa tzeda. So you don't have the svar of whole vishter vishter like there's a ribi shurim. Since it's muta, for one thing, it's muta, because what's muta to do, it's not muta to do any tzeda. When I shut the door, the reason why the chelik of the shutting the door is muta is not because of tzeda, it's because I'm just being shemir mechveizim. So we don't say ribi shurim because you're allowed to do something to shemir mechveizim, therefore you're also allowed to what? To tzad. It's two distinct things, even though it's one maisa shutting the door, that's awesome. But by cooking, this bishul that I'm doing on meat, the bishul that I'm doing on meat, since that bishul is whole v'ishtari, it's muta to do l'tzeich on that. So memela, that bishul is also muta even l'tzarek, which is not l'tzarek, even for the pieces of meat that are not l'tzarek. That's ribi shurim. That's his chilek. If I'm doing the same thing and the chilek of the exact same thing is muta, then I'm allowed to be marbi shurim.
So,
one second. Memela, they said, Akrenu talks about it. Memela, Zakta Nachal Yitzchak, by Pekodin, it's the same thing. When I'm chapping the Pekodin, I'm doing one maisa with one tafkid. Pekodin. I'm doing one maisa, hov ishtari, that I'm allowed to chab this pekodin for, this mashkin for my chelek ha-pekodin, so too I'm allowed to chab this mashkin for my chelek ha-muva, because I'm doing one chapping of a mashkin. One thing, it's just like cooking, it's the exact same thing. So hov ishtari. Mamel, that's how he's mitzadei to save the nesivis, as a new svara, as ribi shurim. Ledaiti, I think it's a blitz chiddish, Because I gotta like his chilek between Seder and Bishop, but if he asked me, I would think that Mashkin is more like Seder than Bishop. And it's Pasha, I think it's a Pasha Svara. And that is, to say Ribu Yishur, Hov Ishtar Yishtri, you first have to do something that would have been Asa, but there's a Heter. And then we'll run with that Heter and we'll apply it to even stuff that really shouldn't have that Heter. Bishul on Yontif. Bishul is really also, and you're now be mavashal. Chazal, the Torah gave a special hat to the Allah be mavashal at Tzarech HaEchon Nefesh on Yontif. That's in Bishul is also. But Tzarech HaEchon Nefesh for Yontif is Mutah. Once the Torah said that this Tzarech HaEchon Nefesh is Mutah, hold Ishtri, then it's Ishtri, even if it's not Tzarech HaEchon Nefesh, in that same Maisa, which has a Chelik Tzarech, then it's Mutah even Shaloi Tzarech. But by Pekod, by my chelek of pekodin, the reason why I'm allowed a chapa mashkin was never an ishtari in the Torah. I'm always allowed a chapa mashkin for pekodin. It's never asad. The Torah only asad leisave obeisai by hava for the chelek amuva. The Torah never asad to chapa a mashkin for pekodin or for gezel or for mazik for all the other chivim in the Torah. It was only by hava. So how does the pass whole of ishtari issue? It was never a heter on this maisa that will carry the heter even for the chelek amuva. There's no heter on the chapa mashkin. It was mutter mitchila. There's no ma'isa issa. There is ma'isa issa only if you chap when you're taking against a loiva a chelak alva. I want to know, Marshall, would the Nachal Yitzchak have said this also if, let's say, let's take it an extreme case. Let's say one guy I lent money to, and one guy owes me money for a different reason. He owes me money because he bought something from me, or he was mazik me, or he has a chelak apakadin. So Reuven has my pekodin, and Shimon owes me money, and God, Reuven and Shimon are shutfim in a diamond. Or better yet, there are two diamonds. One belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon, and it's in one envelope. Could I chap the envelope? Because since I'm allowed to chap the envelope against the chelek ha-pekodin of Reuven, so I'm allowed to chap this envelope, mashkin the chelek ha-milva against Shimon. I don't think, what does one have to do with the other? It's not a pas ribi shirmin, it's no a whole vishtri, because kegin a pekodin, or kegin any other type of chayiv, it's mutal lechatchila. There's no Ishtri, you don't need a special letter. The Maisa Be'ashehu is a totally mutter. So it doesn't pass the Svarah of Ishtri. Baruch Hashem, tonight I found that the Tshuva's Rav Pa'olim in the Chelek Dalet, Choshev Mishpat Simen Aleph, the end of the Simen, Himamish said, he bavons, it doesn't bring the Nachal Yitzchak obviously, but he says this type of a Svarah, maybe say Hov Ishtri, and he brings a Rai that, no, Mamish this Chelek, and he brings Rai from the Chidah. He has a couple of rayas that avada is such a chilek. You only say hov ishtri if it's mutter for something, then we'll carry the heter even onward. The Erech Shai over here is mashmal at the same thing. He says it doesn't pass. He doesn't explain well, but look, right, this is what he means.
on the pisa, the pisa is one action. The ishtari goes on this tfisa.
But it was never ishtari. Even on the tfisa of the mashkin keg and the chelek apakodin, I don't need a heta for it. It was mutter lekachila. It's not like I'm doing a maisis but I have a special circumstance that allows me to do it.
The
Havah,
it is
ishtari. No, the Havah is always us. I don't have ishtari at all. Havah. Havah is always us, pekodin is always mutter. No, but Bishul be Yisoid is also. There's a special heta that the Torah gives L'Tzarei Chayekho Nefesh. But if I want to be Mavash on Yantav Lat L'Tzarei Chayekho Nefesh, it's Be'etzim also. The Maisa Bishul Ba'asher, who is really also. The Torah gave me a heta in a certain circumstance, in a certain oifen. I do it in that oifen, then hove Ishtri in that oifen, then it's Ishtri even if I carry on, even Shaloi L'Tzarei. But against a Nifkad, against a Shem, against all the other Chiyuvim, the Torah never asked it taking a Mashkin. It was mutter from day one. It's not like it was a special circumstance, a special...
The
Torah gave me...
The Torah regulates Tfizah.
Right, and it says this is always mutter and this is always us. I don't...
This is more than one action. This Tfizah is probably
mutter,
probably not.
I guess Nachal may have held like that, but I don't...
Tfizah in general is awesome.
Why? A mashkin? You're allowed to take a tzitzit for a mashkin, isn't it?
I'm not allowed to take a tzitzit.
Sorry?
I have a pekodin, I'm allowed to be toifis.
Right. But that's right, so I'm allowed to take, if you owe me money, I'm allowed to take a mashkin.
Again, can I take somebody's weapons that's not a pekodin?
Can I take somebody's item?
Somebody's item and take it.
If he doesn't owe you money, no, you're a ganef. No, tzitzit is also for gneva. If he owes me money, I'm not a ganef, so it's mutter.
It's not you taking your
chayfet.
You're taking somebody else's
chayfet.
You're holding it as a
mashkin. And I'm allowed to do that.
It's a
heter. No, but it's not a heter in the parish of Lo Savoy. but not in a partial lay sov, even in general. So yes, something else that's in the Hilchus Gzeilim, not in Hilchus lay sov. Hov ishvin that the Torah allowed lay sov in a certain oifen. The Torah for mashkin, the Torah for mashkin against a pagodin, the Torah never asked it in the first place. I don't need a special etna. I saw another beautiful chilek. There's a chilek from the Meluyei Hamishpat, the Chomchovsky, on the Nesivis. He, in his Meluim, he has a beautiful chilek, and he says, the only pas hov ishtri, this Rebbe Shurin is, if you could say, others say the same thing, but he says it for here, is, if on every single piece of meat in the pot, I could say, that's the piece of meat that I could eat. So I don't need five pieces of meat, I only need three. But which piece of meat is you going to ask of me? That one? The fourth one? No, maybe that's the first one. Maybe that's the one I'm going to eat. The other three I'm not going to eat. I don't know which one I'm going to eat. So ba'atam, on every single bishul, on every single piece of meat, I have beside the heta of l'tzeich echon nefesh, in totality I don't, hov ishtri ishtri. Over here by the mashkin, on the chelek that I'm taking for the milva, I don't have a heta at all. I'm never allowed to take that. So you can't say, well, I'm allowed to take keneg in the milva because hov ishtri in the pekodim. But on the chelek I'm milva that I'm taking keneg in the milva, that avad is going to be us. I don't have this heta of hov ishtri ishtri.
Which head is it? I was scared. How to define it?
The what? Well, I took $100 pekodin against $50 worth of milva and $50 worth of pekodin. So on, I can never, for the chelek hamilva, I would never be allowed to take that extra $50.
So which part of the pekodin you're taking now goes in the hava?
I'll say that all 100, I don't know which one is for the pekodin. Yeah, but but right now when I'm chapping the bekadin, the mashkin for both.
Which part is it now? It can be either one.
It can be either one, but I'm not going to give back any part of the mashkin until he pays me the whole $100. But I'm taking the.
The issue now is on the tefisa itself.
But on this tefisa, I'm chapping.
What part is the bekadin?
I got to think about it. I'll just throw out that many achrenim discussed this shiloh. I'll tell you one more chilek. There's a chilek of the Tabas Achoshin. Tabas Achoshin is mechadish that you see in the Gemara. You see in the Gemara that when you chap by in Bava Metzia, when you chap a beged, we say that the first three tefachim or whatever you're chapping, we say it's commander posek dami. It's as if the item is cut up. So I'm real. When I chap part of the beged, I'm holding on to the sleeve, so it's like a sleeve detached from the item, from the rest of the suit. So he says the rest of the jacket. So he says like this: whenever you're gonna chap a mashkin, let's say you chap a watch worth $100. He said when you chap that watch, hayos $50 of that watch. You're chapping for the move, and $50 for the watch. You're chapping for the pekodin. Connected the chelek hapekodin, all you need is $50. So the first $50 of the watch you're chapping is command the pasuk dummy from the rest of the watch, or the first $50 of the beged that you're chapping is command the pasuk from the rest of the beged. And kumtois is as if you're really making two tefises. I'm chapping the right sleeve and the left sleeve, the right sleeve for the halva and the left sleeve for the pekodin. So mainly you're doing two separate tefises. So how does it pass the whole svara of the nesivis or a whole vishtri ishtri? Doesn't pass. I'm really doing two tefises in one, because half the beged that I need for the pekodin, it's commander pasuk dami. So the other half that I'm doing keneged al was an extra tefisa, an extra mashkin. I'm now let it take. So it should be awesome.
Where do you get that you split it up that way? I'm holding a beggar, so whatever I'm holding is split.
Right.
I'm saying because I
grab the beggar. If I need 50 for the begotten, so it's command the pasuk dami. It's as if I'm taking two begotten. I'm just saying that's a tabas question. So I grab the din on the scene, the tabas question, for a different reason, and that is that. Maybe that's what you're also tapping on the other side, is that I'm not chapping $50 for the bekodin and $50 for the hava. I'm chapping the whole $100 worth of the mashkin for the bekodin. I have a right to overchap a mashkin. I can take a $100 mashkin, can I get a $50 bekodin? So even that extra $50, I chapped also for the begotten. So it's not commander positive. I'm chapping all $100 for the begotten. Just grab them and being mechadin as well, that it should cover and be a security for my halva as well. But I'm chapping all $100 for the begotten. So A chayr is not a tushtal to what he wants. All right, l'maisa, I'll just leave it. There's a ulam ha-mishpat here in Sif Yud Beis. The Chuvs HaPolim I mentioned already. There's a chayshin Aaron over here. There's a Evan Yisrael from Dain Fisher. He backs up in the Tzivis. He argues with the rayas of the Avos Chesed. That's in Chelech Ches Simen Tzadi Dalid. Like I said, there's also Chuvis Beis Yitzhak. There's many. It goes on and on. This is a whole sugya being across Shas. These type of things. Mechavim ladava muta, ladava also. A guy's cooking. What was it? One basic had a real tani here. It was his mashal. I'm cooking a pot, and in the pot is rice with basa b'chalav. So I'm being mechavim for the rice and the basa b'chalav. So it should be mechavim ladava muta, ladava also. That should make a muta. Shemu shemaim, we never heard of such a thing. Avad etzas, you being mevashu basu v'chala. So any time being mechav l'dava asa, that chelik doesn't give you a patur on your maisa, and avad is going to be asa. He was backing the avos chesed. There's maiminim and masmilim on the shayla. All right. Right.
So in this issue here, there's a
psik reisha.
It covers the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a psik. Yeah, but even on the okay, you can be mechalek. Even on the psik reisha by Bram, even on that, even on the chelak of pekodin, the chelak of mashkin that I'm taking for the ava, I'm also taking for a dava muta. There's no at no point in time am I doing something also without a dava muta. A dava which a psik reisha, like I schlep a bench and I'm also making a charetz or whatever it is. So for the charetz by that's kulay also. Right, my kavanah is something else, but the mice of the charitz is a that titzah is a something which is kulay also without any hetter shabbai. Here, the mashkin is in every chelik of this mashkin. I'm doing the dava mut as well. Right. Okay. Fine.
The case of the deer also.
Fine. All right, Rabbi Isai, like I said, it's a long pasha. It's not for now. I just thought to bring out. But the halakha ma'isa there, like I said, it's a major makhlokes zakhrenim if you're allowed to pull this off. One more point in the nesivis.
Say at the end, it's
Lola. Well, he says that Lola ma'isa could be on the second part. V'chei nira, look at the like four lines from the bottom. V'chei nira, he has a new hamtzah. The ba'akov is hachanus. When a person owes you money because he purchased something from you, and he says, maybe you can be mechalek. Rak mishum chaymi is a nen in case of zela maisa. So halacha v'loy lemaisa the nezivis is being mitzadeid that you're allowed to chapa mashkin against someone who owes you money because he purchased something. If you sold him something on credit, provided you were not zok for nulav b'mova, means you didn't give a due date or you didn't make an accounting and tally up the entire bill or the money that he owes you, that's a whole nusag zok for nulav b'mova. But as long as you keep it out of the realm of milva, he just owes you atzakav eschanus. The Ziva says halacha v'loy lemaisa that it's mutter to take a mashkin. Now, it's a mufush halach in Sif Yadala, which Mitzrayim will see later on, that it says lahedya, that this is only for an Arif. Sorry, it's only for a loiva, not for an Arif, not for Schiz Batam, not for Schiz Medatam, not for Schiz Behema, not for Mazik, not for Gzela. Anything other than Hava, it's Mota. I don't see if it doesn't quote Sif Yadala, and it seems that somehow Hakaf is Kanusi at a tzad that should be even worse. More chomer than all those, and even that he's saying is muti. That needs a beer. Why? But there's an Imre Bino at the end of Chelek Aleph, and Imre Bino is this Truvis, and Simin Gimel, Oizvav, and the Meshech Chachma over here in Parsha Kiseitze, the Meshech Chachma that's Perchav Dal of Pasach Yod, they both are massacred on the Nesivis. Why does he say Halacha V'loy Lamais? It's a Mufush, it's Sifri. The Sifri says of this Parsha that you're not allowed, or not only aren't you allowed to take a mashkin against the choiv, you're also not allowed to take a mashkin l'saval beisa, even if it's against schiris and hakafes chanos. Now, we have a fusha gemara that says schiris is muta. So the yireim, and they bring down the yireim in reish ayin gimel or kuflam beis, depending on your yireim. The yireim says, and it's not just yireim. Many mefarshim in the sifri say that the sifri is talking about when you were zakvin olav b'mova. But one thing is that the Sifri equates the din of schiris to the case of zakvin olav to the case of hakav eschanos, and the way the Rishonim tied up the Sifri, took my zakvin olav b'milva. That's when it's also. But had you not been zakvin olav b'milva, then it's mutter to take a mashkin side from schiris, side from hakav eschanos. So why the Nesivah says only halakav olav b'milva? Look at mafush Sifri according to the pirush of the Rishonim that it's mutter avad, it's mutter to take a mashkin even against hakav eschanos, and it's also a Erech Lechem, that's a Marikash, on Sif Yedalad, later on, he quotes a Tshuvas Radvaz, which we don't have, I mean, I don't have it. I saw in the new Shulchan Aruch, they say it's a Tshuvas Radvaz Ksav Yad. I'm not sure what say for that, because I have one Ksav Yad as well, Chelek Shemini, and it's also not there. So I'm not, they must have another Radvaz Ksav Yad, that over there he says Mufurish, that it is the same exact dinim as Shemitah, Simon Samach Zayin, and Enoch Hanami, yes, Mufurish HaKofes Kanos, he allowed to take a mashkin against HaKofes Kanos. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yisrael Lima is yes, you're allowed to chap a mashkin even against HaKofes Kanos. The only time you're not is against somebody who borrowed money from you. Okay, Adkan, I think it's time to go weiter. I want to chap around the second half of the sif, and that is now we're going to discuss what items are you allowed to take. The Mechabe says, "Vafilu bechutz." It's a few lines from the top. "Vafilu bechutz lo yimashkenenu shloy b'shas ava dava she'oisim by eichel nefesh." Even a shliach bezdin, and it's bechutz. So shliach bezdin has a right to chap a mashkin bechutz, but he's only allowed to chap some things. But he's not allowed to chap anything that's oisim by eichel nefesh. And the Mechabe in the later seifim, I'm yet to explain exactly what's considered eichel nefesh and not. It might have a larger hagdar than we think. But it's dafka, dvam sh'oisim b'yichon nefesh is asa. What's an example? K'gmoy rechaim v'rechev shol yad, shem metaltalim. If you have these sifters that are used to make food or help in the food process, that is considered metaltalim sh'oichon nefesh, and that's going to be a problem to chap, even a shliach bezim b'chutz. And that's a new law in the Torah. Lo'sachbol, it's not lo'sachbol b'yisoy, it's lo'sachbol, yinela rechap. Something rechaim v'rechev, and it's not limited just to rechaim v'rechev. It's limited. It's anything which is oisim ba'eichon nefesh. There's a new law in the Torah of leisachbayim. If you look in the Sma Sivkot and Yud, the Sma in the middle and halfway through, it says v'dafka. When is this issa? V'dafka shaloi b'shas havasa hu da'asa. The oz memashkin lahaloi v'shaloi midaita. You're forcing the loiva to give you this mashkin. That's when you have this new issa in the Torah. Ava metchila, at the time you advanced alone. Mevi haloi v'kli eichon nefesh shaloi umevakish mi'amalva shayavenu alav. If that's the terms, the arrangement of the loan is that you are going to take his eichon nefesh as a mashkin, that his klei eichon nefesh as a mashkin, that's muta. Have a leiki lo machron loy ledaitoy or muta. That's how we paskin. There's a shita zraman which says not like that. The way we paskin is that if the loyve gives it to you midaitoy b'shas tahava, it's muta to take. The only time it's also to take is shaloi b'shas tahava, and that's what the Maccabi says. Loy yemeshkenenu shaloi b'shas tahava. It's mushkin because it's like, just like he's allowed to sell his klei eichon nefesh, so he's allowed to borrow against the klei eichon nefesh. The Torah with zikha never have asked that, just like he's allowed to sell. It's only leisachba when you're taking it shaloi b'shas tavo, you're taking it about karkoi, that's when you have a problem. Okay, let's continue in the machama. Avabate rechaim shomayim, but bate rechaim shomayim, which means they're built in. You have a rechaim which is built in, the water. Watermills, excellent. Hareim kekarka, they are like karka. V'loy shayech be mashkin, there's no din mashkin on karka. Elu guvaina kisharka kois, karka, you can never take a mashkin. The dinim of mashkin were never set to metaltalin, never set to karka, only to metaltalin. So these mills that are attached to the ground, they have a din like karka. So you only could take it for guvaina, and you can't take it for a mashkin. There's no din mashkin on that. Shein bezim a mashkin.
You can't take a real estate as a mashkin.
It doesn't pass. There's no taking. You could take it as a gvi if you want to collect your choiv, but to take it as a toyus mashkin, there's no mashkin on karka.
You
took a mortgage, so you mean a lien that's security, but it's not a toyus mashkin. It's not mashkin. She'ein bezdim a mashkin alika karka le mashkin. Bezdim cannot take karka for a mashkin. They don't take karka for a mashkin. All right. Now let's see. I guess the massive cotton yud base. For gevir, the bezin could force him to sell it for gevir. For mashkin, no. No. Okay, let's see the smas of cotton yud beis. In the middle of the sma, by the period, he says, v'imhu ba'atzmai seiga harechaim lamashkinoi. If he close the door of the mill, and that will be his mashkin, he'll lock the guy out. He'll force him. You know, I'll turn up the fire. He'll zikha pay me. What I'll do is I'll bolt his mill. He won't be able to use his mill. I'll lock him out. So if I lock the guy out, he'll for sure pay me. To do that, you will not be over the love of Lesavel Beisoi. It's not metaltalin, it's karka. The only time you're chayiv is if you're chapping a mashkin. A karka is never a mashkin, so you're not going to be over this issa. And you're not going to be over this of Klei Echel Nefesh for the same reason, because you're not taking a mashkin. Oh, I'm going to get to it. Bald. Excellent. The gam, not only that, continue to smile. Ainu mechuyv lag zero b'shas malacha. With the halacha that when you chap klei eichel nefesh, whether you had the right to do it, you didn't have a right to do it, but once you have a din mashkin on it, you have to return the mashkin to the loiva whenever the loiva needs it. That's one of your chiyuv and pashutash, you have to return it when he needs it. But hayoyz, this doesn't have a din mashkin to it because it's karka, so you're not going to have the chiyuv to return it either. Sorry? Oh. 1 second, Bald, excellent. So now, ad kan divrei asma. So when you walk away from the sma, you say, gevaldik, this is a gevaldik patent. What I'll do is I'll lock the guy out of his stuff. We have the meisim b'choyim. Let's say the guy is renting from you, and he's renting a storefront from you, shleimi, and he's the behind on his payment. So the way to do it, you lock the guy out. You bolt his door. He has a store. He's selling clothing. You bolt his door. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I'm allowed to do it. And not only that, if the guy owes me rent, so he's owing it to me, not machmas halva, it's machmas chiris. Bechlal, I don't have a problem of taking a guy's mashkin. I won't have this problem. It should be a fine eitzen. Here, anyway, I'm not trapping his metaltalin. I'm only locking him out of his store that he can't do business. So it should be a gevaldik eitzen over here. What the sma feels to do, and I don't know why, is he feels to bring the end. This coming from the Sefer Trumas B'Shem HaTshuvas Ramban. Ramban is in Simen Tazayin, and the Sefer Trumas in Simen Aleph, Chelek Hei. And it's also in the Muki Yosef and Bob Matzia Kuf Tazvav and Aleph. And they all messiah that very nice, it's not a mashkin. And Bezin won't do it, but you should know what you just did. You are a mazik and a gazlin because you have no. If you can't take a mashkin and you're not taking a Bitterius mashkin because it's not a mashkin, it's karka, and there's no din to take a mashkin and a karka, so all you're doing is locking that guy out, you're preventing him from doing business, shalai kadin. You're preventing him from him using his items that he has the ability to make money. Harei heim, harei hu bechlal hakazlonim v'chayiv midin mazik. Sorry?
The Rosh has 2 ways
it will come. Yeah, okay, that's... One thing is, it's also to do. He has a hashal, you want to know it's Shevis and the Matalt and the Mum. So you want to know what to get him, and maybe it's only a grumma. But the bottom line, it's also to you. You're not allowed to do this. And the Bach over here, passing that lehed, he brings down the end. I don't know why this ma didn't. But halacha l'maisa, to do this without having a hilchos mashkin on it, is vada yosek. Harein b'chal gazlan v'mazigim. Now, God, when you talk about lamaisa, practical, and most business or commercial leases say that there's a lockout clause that if the guy's default on a thing, you're allowed to take over the repossess the premises. So it's halach lamaisa v'loy lamaisa, because lamaisa, we have contracts. But in the world without a contract to lock the guy out of his store, even if you don't have a teretz mashkin on it, avad, it's going to be also because
I
faket, harein
b'chlal
ha-mezikim
v'agazlonim. Let me give you a maisa that I did. There was a case where I got the socks in on, you know, with the court that he owed money.
Good.
And I was able to go through somebody to lock his bank account. Now, there was that permissible.
Locking his bank account, you're freezing his assets.
You have a sock from the Goyish court.
Right.
You couldn't go lock the bank.
Freeze his assets, I hear.
Yeah, you go to the bank, you show them.
Right, good. So, and
no, that's the same thing.
But why won't they give you, just give you the money? It'd be Goyver. What do you have to freeze it for?
No, first you lock it, then you can pull it out.
Oh. So you're doing it all for the Teres Kaviyah. Okay, first of all, anyway, money was not wrong. Money is not in Mashkin. Oh, you mean for this Issa? This new Issa of Mazik? Yeah. Look, here you won't have the problem because there you're doing a Teres Kaviyah, trying to get the money here. You gain nothing by shouting. You're just trying to put the pressure on him to pay you somewhere else. But you're not, when you're repossessing, so to speak, you're not getting his property, you're not taking these items as repayment. You're doing it just to put the pressure on him that he, sometimes you're doing it actually because you don't want such a tenant and you want to cut your losses short and mamish throw him out so that he won't owe you tomorrow's rent out to somebody else. We could discuss case by case, but at least in this case, the case that the Mechaber brings down is going to be also, you're right, it's not a mashkin, you don't have a chiv chazara, but it's also al tzmazik.
But if he didn't pay you over here,
so
he has no right to be
here. Okay, and Hanami, we could talk about the food. Okay, good. And Hanami locking his second store, locking his items, so he has no right to be there. So release his items. He wants his items, and he'll go somewhere else.
You know, I'm possessing him. He can let him out.
Okay. But if you don't even let him take his oven, I had a ma'isa that a yeshiva had a chas in the hall, and the caterer owed him money, and what he wanted to do is lock the kitchen with all his clay echonefesh, all his ovens and everything, and all his utensils in there, and now he won't be able to cater a simcha, even a different catering hall, even a private cater, because all his items are locked in this guy's kitchen. So that's not just throwing him out of the premises. You're stopping him from using his items without a mashkin. Fine, so then it's mamish a mazik. All right.
Well, a person wouldn't be allowed to take two people, hire them in front of the place, make sure they don't come in.
Why?
Because it says, as we said, that's not called
mazik. Why is mazik? You're not letting him use it.
Anyone coming in, though, we don't, you know.
What, other people coming in? Or this guy coming in?
No. Into his store to do business.
Oh, I don't know. That might be also. God, that the Tefer Chumah doesn't say. The Tefer Chumah says you lock him out or you prevent him from entering the premises. I don't know. Now you're talking about entering the customers. That's like picketing the line. I don't know if he has an ish. All right. We're not getting into it right now. Fine. Hareim Kekak. And now the Nesivis, it's really coming from the Tumim. If you look in the Nesivis, in Sivkot, hey, Hareim Kekarka. Is coming from the Tumim. It says in the small Nesivis, in the Chedushim, it says, "Olamanda Mila'el, Talish Olabaseif Chibroi Dinoi Kmataltalin." So who cares that the Rechaim are fastened and attached to the ground? Why is the Mechabesei has a dinah karka and it's not a mashkin? What do you mean? Talish Olabaseif Chibroi is really metaltalin. I mean, like that sheeta. So then, Obizai doing this would be a problem. Doing this would be taking a mashkin on metaltalin, and if it's kleyach nefesh, it would be over the isav leisachboy. Zakta tumim to kolay mebezet tamecher. There's a different reason why there's not a mashkin here. Dehain leichim, you're not physically taking the item. You're not lifting the item, schlepping on, making kinnin on the item. Rak segrim adelis lebal yucha litchin boy. You're just locking him out of his own mill. So you're never actually doing a ma'aseh kinnin on the chfeitzim. V'zeinu b'klal lo yachbol d'chavolahu sh'neitlem. Only if you take it. So Kozman, you didn't take it, you're not going to be oivah loisachboil. So Mechaber Grada holds it's harem kekarka. Going on that sheet, the Totu Psef Chibru is karka. But even if your Totu Psef Chibru is metaltalin, even then you're not going to have an issa here, because right, I never took it, but Tari's mine. I never did a mice and a teal on it. All right. Ella, what is it? It's only Gavayna Kishaka Koy, Shame Bez, and Mamashkin, Lika Karakal, and Mashkin. But like I said before, if the guy wants to give it to you, Beshastalva, this man says it's fine, and the Nesivis and Sivkot and Dalid, this small one, says, Hu Adin La'achakach, even if he wants to give it to you after the Ava, but he willingly gives it to you, Kosher, Nesin La'a Leiva, and Mashkin, Lerzainai, Afilukli Echol Nefesh is Mutta. Fine. Continues the Mechaba, Umikom Makim, Imamalva Atzmoy Niknas Abesa Rechayim. The Malva doesn't shut the door. He actually goes into the mill. He rips out the mill. He rips out the grind, the thing, the mechanism that grinds, that is the ikka of the mill. So it used to be fastened, but he rips it up. He rips it out. Kvarnasu metaltalin. Once he rips it and he detaches it from the karka, now it turned into metaltalin. So now he's taking a mashkin on metaltalin. He'll have a kinyan in that metaltalin. V'yeshlem din kli eichol nefesh, and has a din kli eichol nefesh because it's rechayim. U'maxir eison, and now he has a chiv to give it back b'shas malacha, like all metaltalin that you have b'toris mashkin, that you have to give it back, return it b'toris. When he needs a bishas malacha. Till if it was a karkas time and you shut the door, so it's not a mashkin. But once you detach it, and now it's metalta, now. Oh, excellent. So let's see. Look at in this massive cotton yud gimel. Mikom makim amamalva, he does it, then it turns into metaltalam. Kain ulash natur gam kain. And seems to say it's even mutter to do. Doesn't stop him from doing it. A different lashon, ava v'nichnis. He uses a lashon ava as if the guy implies that the guy did something wrong. The isa yesh bedava lechatchila lasis came. The mava had no right to do this lechatchila. Av bahani de mechubarim. Even those that were mechubarim and they have a din karka, he had no right to do it. Now, why not? I am prisha. You look in the prisha. The prisha says that even though they don't have a din kli echon nefesh kaze karka, and you're not going to be over the lav. But it's still usit to do lechatchila for a different reason. Ad shebezin yoshimu haloi bechoyve kesharka koyis. Since it's karka, you're not allowed to take karka without a shumas bezdin. So memelo, you shouldn't have done this lechatchila without a shumas bezdin. A zaitika problem. Mashkin, fine. Leisakbo, fine. Leisavel, beso, fine. The problem is that you took it without a shumas bezin. And I don't, Mamish don't understand the preacher. I didn't see anyone is in the preacher, but Mamish can't understand it. The issa to take something without a shumas bezin, you're taking Bateris Gviya. Had I taken this Bateris Gviya, and I wanted to take this karka Bateris Gviya, you're right, I shouldn't have taken without a shuma. And if I would have done a Bateris Gviya, then maybe I won't have this chiv to give it back b'shas malacha. I'm being goivit. If I run to take it and run to bezin and do a shuma on it, it would be mut. I don't have to give it back. I do a gviya. I don't know what he wants. Here I'm taking Bateris Mashkin. Bateris Mashkin, I don't need shumas bezin. I'm taking Mashkin to have security against my chayiv. There, I don't need a shumas bezin. And if he doesn't have any, they'll have him, and he only has this new problem of taking shuma, so big deal. So I'm allowed to take it without a shuma. I'm taking a mashkin, it's not a problem. But I don't know, I have a bigger problem with the pre-sha, is that if you look in the Makar HaDvarim, you'll see that this is awesome midaraisa to do. If I chap this mashkin, I detach it from the floor, and now it's klei eichon nefesh, I was over chalila, I was just over that lav of leis achbol. I took now klei eichon nefesh. It's ice klei? Why is ice klei?
Destroyed it.
I know, so I could refasten it. I don't know. I don't know. It's a item that he needs for eichon nefesh.
Taking the safety catch out of the mixer. Is that also for klei eichon nefesh?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not it's right. He sorry. It sounds like because when I took it, I was dealing with karaka. I don't even want. The second I picked it up, I have the kinyan mashkin in it, and avada was an evenissa. And if you look in the makar, look in the churis and ramban simita zayin, and the sefer chumus over there in aleph chelik hay, they say lehedya that when a person takes it, this maisa of avenichnis, if he takes it, he's over the issa of leisakbel of klei eichon nefesh. And if the taz in the beginning of the sim, it's really going in nisif. The taz says it lehedya as well. The taz says. Right when you take it and you detach it, and the box says it led as well. The guy who does it is going to be over the lav of Leis Achboy. No, that's when you have to give it back. You're now allowed to take klei eichon nefesh at all. When you do take kalim, then you have a chiv to give it back b'shas malacha. But you're not allowed to take it at all. You're never allowed to take klei eichon nefesh. A shliach bezin also is never allowed to take a mashkin klei eichon nefesh. Shloi b'shas malacha there. Diyukim lakana lakana. Pashas even shloi b'shas malacha. But at least min astam, the guy who did that, it was being over. We're talking about let's even b'shas malacha. When the guy who did that is being over the lav, leis achbol, he detached it. He now has a kinyan mashkin in it. Havad is going to be over the lav leis achbol. It's a pella. What he wants, and I'll bring you even a bigger raya. Oh, we're going to get to it in a second. I'll bring you even a bigger raya. We brought down from the nesivis and the tumim that it's a machloekis if talit b'seif chibro is karka or not. And the Mechaba over here was chapping on that side, that's karka. But if you hold it, it's metaltolin. So the only reason why you weren't over is because you shut the door and you didn't take it. But Avad, if I'll go now, pick it up and take it, Avad, they're going to be over the regular lavin. For sure. There was like that Bishleim, I don't know, it's my head that it started as karka, so then the lavim of mashkin aren't chal. I don't know why not, but like the other rishonim who told the pesef chibro was always metaltolin, they never started as karka. It was never karka. It was always metaltolin. So avada, once I pick it up, avada can be even alive. And that's why if you look at the nesivis over there and the tumim, they fear ice ulakach beemisim toshon v'notlon, you're going to be chayv. Avada can be over right when you pick it up. Avada, you're going to be over. It was always metaltolin. So avada being leisachba.
Only the metal part or the top of it is not ochel nefesh. That's useless. It's just a piece of metal.
That's what it's talking about.
That's why it says v'chayim rechev.
Right.
It says by metaltim v'chayim and rechev. He takes both the v'chayim and the rechev. That's what's awesome. Because that's ochel nefesh, that's a whole mill. But just a piece of metal, it's not
ochel nefesh. Okay, we could discuss that. But my says, that's what Ramban says lahedya. If you take just the rechaim ha'ol yoyna, you're only taking the top half of the rechaim, you're going to be over the lava, leis achbol. That's what the Ramban said. That's what Ramban, Sefer Trumis, Taz, Bach, they all say, Avadi going to be over the leis achbol. And I want to go even weiter. I hold that you're over the lava, leis achbol as well. I didn't see anyone who says this. I looked. I didn't find yet anyone who says it. I'm still looking. Believe that, though. But push it. The second you detach it, it turned into medalton. If it turned into medalton, you have kinyanim mashkin. Avadi can be over the lav of leisave as well. Not just the lav of leisach boil. You can be over the lava leisava like every mashkin that you take. This malva who entered this house had no right to do it. He kept the mashkin. Avad is going to be over.
Avad. Before you get to all your dinner.
No, he owes me money. He owes the malva money. He owes the malva money.
If the guy takes karka, and somehow or other takes the karka.
Well, no, he didn't take the karka. He stopped the guy from benefiting. So he got nothing from it. But so forget. So I value added the light fixture. I want that light fixture. I'll unscrew it, walk away with the light fixture. So once. No, I'm taking it as a mashkin.
No, if it's considered karka.
But and once. There's mukhab, I didn't do anything to it. I unscrewed it, and then once I removed it, then I lifted it, so to speak, and I made my kinyan mashkin in it. It's already metalton. I'll be over. Let's have el besa. I think it's parshut. I, the Ramban, and the Sefer Trumis.
Because you need another maisa. When you came in, there was the first metalton.
But when I detached it, now I walked out with it. So now it's metalton. So now I. Now. What? Kozman had a din karka to it. I don't have a kinyan mashkin on it. I only get my kinyan mashkin once it detached. Or once it detached, it's madalton. So now I have a kinyan on it. Why are loisavoy? I walked into the house. But when I walk into the house, let's say I walk into the house because I'm eating a Shabbos suda there, and then all of a sudden, you know, I see this nice silverware. I want to walk out with it. I've had it right when I took the mashkin. I'm taking a mashkin shleikadin. So I'm taking the mashkin shleikadin. I've had it should be over leisavai. I the Ramban. One thing. I the Ramban and Sefer Chumis Firzoi said you over leisakbo. L'chay should be over leisavai as well. Why are they chapping on leisakbo? So I think. They're trying to tell you a chiddush because they fear eyes that Yehovah leisachbo kleyocha nefesh, even though the keli was used for a dover hamechuba. There was a havamina they had, I'm not sure why, that kleyocha nefesh doesn't pass if the function of the keli is for a dover hamechuba. And they bring a raya that you see a machresha, a rake, a plow. You also over this a kleyocha nefesh, even though it's only letzarech dover hamechuba. So this rechaim, which is mechuba, even though its function is only for a dava hamachuba, you're still going to be over the lav of leisakva kleyachon nefesh. But the fact that you have a leisava base, I think it's partial. I've had you have a leisava base because right now you're chapping on. That's one eitz I have. Another eitz is a chiddush. Is that the Sefer Trumis Lashitosai holds that Lasavaya base is only when you go into the house. But if you chap from him outside the house, you're not over the rights of Lasavaya base. We don't pass him like that. But he goes to Shitasatisis. That outside is only Nisadirabonin. Because Lasavaya base means base mamish. And I already discussed last time that if you hold base mamish, many achrenim klerabazoi, then you need base of the same base like mezuzah. For mezuzah, so dalet al dalet has to be the living quarters that you live in, the chulu, not the ref. And the oitzer and things like that, you're not going to have a chiv mezuzah. So if that's the case, if you have a rechayim, that you don't live in the rechayim, and there's a rechayim that has that, that's not my bias. So then I won't be over the lava l'sav el beisa. If you need the same dinum as mezuzah, then could be that in that case, I won't have a din l'sav el beisa, because it's not a shame bias. But l'didan, that we paskin, that l'sav el beisa means even outside, you don't need a bias at all. Even outside is nichlal l'sav el beisa, because we should say, or the sifra, whatever we said, sifri we said last time, but your avadi can be over the lav deraisa. Then avad in this case, a guy goes into the mill and he chaps the mill. Avad is going to be over the lav deraisa of leisava base as well. I just want to be misaligned with one more nekuda. A bezoi zechinu ledin that we have mafusha machaba that when a guy did two isurim, he did leisachbal and leisava el beisoi. Still, there's a din that he's, if he did it b'diavad of the nichlis, he has a kinyan mashkin, and he only has to give it back or maksa oisam b'shas malacha, and he doesn't have to give it back right away. There's a chok mishlim in sifches who wants to be mechadish that even when you chap a mashkin shalei gedin, or when you take rechaim v'rechav shalei gedin. Madavid Mahani, and you have a kinyan and you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. But if you were over both these surim at the same time, if it was a malva who did kleyachu nefesh, then he wants to say that avid loy mahani, and you have to give it back right away because you have no kinyan in it. And obazai this mechabit that this guy chapped and he was over both these surim, you see faket.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3380. 888. Thank you.